Welcome to the sermon podcast of Paoli Presbyterian Church. The following sermon is by the Reverend Douglas Cornelius.
It is indeed a joy to be together on a Sunday morning. We are in our Lenten season. And throughout the Lenten season, we have been focusing on texts where Jesus looks ahead to his crucifixion and resurrection. And while there are more than enough of those texts to get us through the season of Lent, we are going to take a pause in that series this morning, because this morning is a celebration. It is Confirmation Sunday, and we have confirmands here with us. And what an exciting day for them and for us as a church to be able to be together and celebrate with them coming through this year and this process. What a big deal it is for all of you and for everyone in our congregation. So we're going to take a pause from our regular series, and we're going to look at a text from Jeremiah chapter 1. This is the call of Jeremiah. He is very young at the time, and so an appropriate sort of thought for Confirmation Sunday. This is from Jeremiah chapter 1, beginning with verse 4. Hear the word of the Lord. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Then I said, "Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I am only a boy,' for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, "Now I have put my words in your mouth." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, I'm just going to have a short thought today. This isn't going to be a full sermon, but more a brief meditation, because we want to make sure we leave enough time to hear from our confirmands and see the wonderful projects that they worked on and welcome them into our church. So today, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to sort of preach to our confirmation class, but we all get to listen in and hear if there's a word in here for us as well. Now, full disclosure to all of you, and especially to our confirmands, I grew up in a denomination where we did not have confirmation. It literally just didn't exist. While I have taught confirmation in the Presbyterian Church for many years as a pastor, I never went through a confirmation class as a student. I never had that experience of bonding with my friends, as you all have through the year. Never being taught the faith in that sort of specific and concentrated way. I never had to do a confirmation project like the ones that all of you did. And what impressed me most about your confirmation projects is the honesty in them. And I don't know if I could have done that when I was your age. You really shared where you are in your faith, what's difficult about it, where you've come so far, and where you see yourself going. And I love that, sort of honesty and vulnerability. It takes courage, and it takes trust. And so I want to thank you all for taking that project seriously, putting yourselves out there, putting your heart into it. You really did a great job, every single one of you. And then, even after that, you shared it. You shared it with others. You spoke up and you gave voice to this faith that is growing inside you. You talked about it with all of us who gathered on Wednesday night, and it was awesome. You did a great job. Speaking up about your faith is tough, even for adults in the faith, right? Even for those of us who have been at this a bit longer than you have, sometimes it feels embarrassing. And we don't want to be pushy. We don't want to beat people over the head with our religion. That's not polite. It doesn't come off well. Sometimes we may feel like we just don't have the words, right? I don't have the words to put to this faith. My faith is important to me, but when I start talking about it, I don't know what to say. I won't be eloquent enough. I'll sort of shortchange how important this is to me. And I'm nervous to talk about it. I'm nervous to show it to others. Now, Jeremiah, one of the great prophets of the Hebrew people, he felt the same, as did many others in our Old Testament and our New Testament. In the passage we just read, God is reassuring Jeremiah of a couple things, and they're things that I want you to take with you as you head out of this confirmation process and this confirmation Sunday. See, Jeremiah, when he receives a call from God, he actually protests, right? He says, wait, I'm only a boy. I'm only a boy. And Jeremiah was a young boy, so that's his protest. But when we read it for ourselves and we read it for what it might mean to us, we could read it as, I am only a boy or I am only a girl, whichever applies to you. I'm young. In this case, young in life. But we can also, even if we're much older, we can feel young in faith, right? And what can we offer being so young? That was Jeremiah's question. What can I offer being so young? And God says, don't do that. God says, don't say that. Don't say, I am only a boy, I am only a girl. Yes, you are young, but I can use you. That's the message that God has. So I want you to hear this, confirmands, and all of our students and all of our young people, God can use you. God can use your young lives and your young faith to accomplish amazing things. The disciples Jesus called were actually just about your age, maybe a few years older. God used them. God used David and Jeremiah at very young ages to accomplish great things. God used Mary to bring Christ into the world, and she was your age, confirmands. So God can use you right now, whether you are young in age, young in faith, young at heart, whatever it is, God can use you. And maybe it won't be for the giant miracles that change the world that some of our biblical heroes did, but instead, God may use you for lots of small miracles, small acts of kindness and generosity and love that change the world around you. And if you feel like you don't know how to talk about your faith, read God's encouraging words to Jeremiah. I have put my words in your mouth. God will help you find the words. And in fact, God has already started to do that. I heard it on Wednesday night. And finally, a theme that I saw running through all of your projects, every single one, was the idea that you all know that God is with you. And I think that's great. I love that, and you're right. And that promise is also given in the text we read this morning in verses 7 and 8. You shall go to the people that I will send you to, and you do not need to be afraid, because I will be with you, says the Lord. And that promise is true for each one of us this morning, that God will be with us. God is with us. We don't need to be afraid. Your church family is with you. You don't need to be afraid. Maddie and the other youth leaders and your confirmation teachers, they are with you. You don't need to be afraid. Your parents, your friends at church, people that you've known since you were a little kid and looked up to, they are with you. Your peers, your friends, they are with you. We are all in this together, and our God is with us, so we don't need to be afraid. I think the message that I get from this text and from so many like it in Scripture is the reminder that we are more than enough. We are more than enough for God to use. And confirmands, I want you to hear that as you walk away from Confirmation Sunday, that you are more than enough for God to use. I think that's an amazing promise that we can cling to. And the God we have is always more than enough for us. Confirmation class of 2024, we are so very proud of you. And I pray blessings upon you as you carry this faith and this day forward into your life and into our world. God bless you all. Amen. Well, it is an exciting Sunday, and I'm going to invite Maddie Ridgway up to share a little bit about the confirmation year. We had a wonderful meeting this past Wednesday with the teachers of confirmation and some elders from our session, and of course, our confirmands. We got to see projects that they worked on, and Maddie will kind of tell us a little bit more about the year and about these students.
Thanks. Good morning, all. If I haven't had the opportunity to meet you yet, my name is Maddie Ridgway, and I'm the Director of Student and Young Adult Ministries here at Paoli Pres. So really, I'm up here to just brag for a few minutes about both these students and also Barry Webster, Melissa Castle, and Sean Hetzel. The three of them were our confirmation leaders for this year, and I didn't necessarily make it easy on them when they said yes to lead confirmation. I gave them a new curriculum, and I said, I want to do a different kind of project this year, and I have no idea what that looks like. So if you've done confirmation or if you've seen confirmation done here at Paoli, or maybe you did it yourself, usually what this Sunday looks like is each student gets up and they read a statement of faith, and they're usually pretty lengthy, and there's a lot to them. And one of the students came up to me on Wednesday and was like, you're telling me I could have done something like this a few years ago? So what I did this year was I gave the students an opportunity to really use their creative skill set. I kept it pretty open. I said, I want to hear about your faith. I want to hear about what God is doing in your life, what you learned in this through these 12 weeks of lessons. But I want it to be done the way that God has gifted you. I want you to use the gifts and skills that you have to show us what you've learned and how you've grown from this. And they rose to the occasion. And so it was such a joy to see all of their projects on Wednesday and to see how they interacted with that. So Wednesday was sort of like a coffee house experience where we were out here in the gathering space and each student had a table with their project or their video playing. And I invited all of the parents and families, as well as the elders and the rest of the students here on Wednesday night to walk around, engage with each project, write a note with it, just thanking and encouraging each student for what they did. And originally this morning we had planned that a few of them would get up and share that, but there's so many of them, we couldn't do them all in each service. So afterwards, with Barry's wonderful technological skill set and help, we have a video that will highlight all of their projects for you. We wanted you to see just the highlight of what some of the content that was so powerful in what they shared, as well as the mode in which they shared it. You might hear some voices or see some artwork that is unique to all of these students. So I'm so honored and privileged to see the ways that they share their gifts and talents with us, and the way that they took on this project with such grace and trust. I do want to say again, thank you to Barry, Melissa, and Sean. Truly, this confirmation process would not have happened without their teaching, their leadership, their willingness to take on a new curriculum, one that when I gave it to them, it was not even finished, and to make it their own and to create spaces every Wednesday night where the students trusted them and leaned on them to understand scripture, to engage with their faith, and to share that with one another. So without further ado, I'm going to invite the video to be played, and then we will have our confirmands come up.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Wonderful counselor, mighty God, Prince of Peace, everlasting Father, Emmanuel, Holy One, Son of God, Savior of the world.
As I stand here, I'm reminded of the verse from Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, do it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not human masters. Because I think that Colossians 3:23 shows something that everyone should know, kindness. And also, working hard not for yourself or someone else, working hard for the Lord.
I always went to Sunday school and youth group, but I was really only there for the snacks and the friends. But during middle school, I went through a tough time in my life, and I blamed God for all the bad things that were happening. And when I got out of that situation, I really came to appreciate Him for getting me out of that situation, and that allowed me to become closer to Him. A piece of scripture that really connects with me is Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path.
It was so wonderful to see the expressions of faith that were there on Wednesday night. And I love these projects because your personalities and your interests and who you are really shone through in everything. And so I'm going to invite our confirmation class of 2024 to come on up here. Yep, you get to come all the way up. That's right. Well, part of finishing off the confirmation year for most students means deciding to join the church and become part of our community. And they did meet with session members on Wednesday night and have officially joined, and yet it's such a wonderful thing to celebrate as a whole congregation and be able to welcome them on a Sunday morning in worship. So, students, you've done this before, but we're going to do it again, okay? Some thoughts first. When Jesus called his disciples, he told them to come and to follow him. And our Lord still invites us to come and follow him, dedicating ourselves to a life of discipleship and service and love. And when he calls us to follow, he calls us to become part of a community. In our New Testament, Jesus' call is never to an isolated spiritual growth, but rather to join a community of believers and live in mutual support and service and spiritual formation through the work of the Holy Spirit in us. So hearing that call to community, we find a church home in which to worship our God, carry out the mission of our God, and share with one another and our world the light of our Lord Jesus Christ. So when you join this church, you will have a community of brothers and sisters in Christ all around you, a body of gifted disciples, and you are part of that body. You have gifts to offer as well. And you will join a community that will support you in all of life's joys and sorrows. Today, we welcome into our church family the confirmation class of 2024. As they join our church family, we invite them to publicly make vows, joining us in our commitment to God, this church, and the mission of God's people to the world. As we listen, let us remember our own commitment to Jesus Christ, his church, and our place in God's family here at Paoli Presbyterian Church. And so, friends, I ask you these questions. Do you profess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If so, say, I do.
I do.
Do you desire to live a life of faith, following the guidance that God gives you? If so, say, I do.
I do.
And do you intend to live out that life of faith in this particular congregation, joining with others in the joys and struggles of life, as together we seek to be a witness of God's love to our community and world? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
And now to you, the congregation of Paoli Presbyterian Church, do we commit to welcoming these individuals and supporting them in their life of faith, that together we may witness to the good news of Jesus Christ? If so, please say, we do.
We do.
We do. Let us pray. We thank you, O God, for this group of young people. They have offered their hearts to you. They have dedicated time out of their lives to commit to learning about what it means to be your disciple. We pray a blessing upon them as they make their confirmation and officially join our church today. May they know health and happiness. May they know the rich blessing of your love and grace. May they find ways to serve others as you showed us how to do. May they know that they are more than enough in every way, and that you are always, always more than enough for us. We offer you all the praise, thanks, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Can we welcome our confirmation class? We are indeed very proud of you all. Can we also have a hand for Melissa and Sean and Barry, our instructors in confirmation? And finally, for our Director of Student Ministries here at Paoli, Maddie. She does such a great job. Welcome. Good to have you officially part of the family.